From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. California utility PG&E is trying to put its past behind it. Since 2015, the company's equipment has sparked fires that have killed more than 100 people and displaced tens of thousands. PG&E settled most of those claims by going into bankruptcy. The company says fire victims agreed to accept its stock as part of that deal. The catch there is that it does expose victims to how the troubled company performs, Lily Jamali reports.
Tammy Spurlock lost her home in the Camp Fire, which destroyed much of her town, Paradise, in 2018. While many have left, Spurlock, a real estate agent, is hoping to rebuild there.
There's still lots of people in trailers, still waiting to figure out their budgets. It's hard. It's hard being up here. You know, all our joy is really gone.
From the start, Spurlock was skeptical about the deal PG&E offered her and other fire victims, approximately $13.5 billion paid half in cash and half in PG&E stock. Hedge funds and insurers had already locked up much of the company's cash in a separate deal. Stock was presented to victims as a way to get more. Here's PG&E's then-CEO Bill Johnson last year.
I'm going to do everything I can to make sure that stock price is up so that when they sell it, they get a good price and distribute to the victims.
But Johnson departed the company just as the company left bankruptcy protection in June. Now, victims are tied to the fate of the company. PG&E stock hasn't risen enough to meet the value initially promised. Today, the Fire Victims Trust owns 24% of PG&E. Here's Berkeley Law Professor Ken Ayotte.
There is no reason that I can think of that the fire claimants are the best people to be bearing the PG&E stock risk.
The idea of tying victims' compensation to a company's future profitability is rare, but it's gained traction in another high-profile bankruptcy playing out now. Lawyers for opioid giant Purdue Pharma are pushing to create a new version of Purdue. University of Georgia law professor Lindsay Simon says its profits could end up paying to treat and even compensate its victims. And how will the new Purdue make money?
The company's viability is going to depend at least in part on being able to sell opioids.
Fire victim Tammy Spurlock says she's received nothing from the PG&E settlement so far. She estimates it will cost $700,000 to rebuild her home. Meanwhile, state regulators recently said PG&E is falling short on its wildfire prevention work.
How is owning stock in a company like that going to help us?
PG&E says it's working to upgrade and inspect its equipment to prevent future fires, but its recent annual report made clear it could face more liabilities from new fires not covered by its bankruptcy settlement. In San Francisco, I'm Lily Jamali for Marketplace.